Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Because I have somebody on the line who's listened to the show and I need to speak to him. Because we were speaking earlier about the recent survey, I was speaking a newsy bit, it found out that because of the pandemic, 60% of workers, it's made them reevaluate their purpose in life. There we go. Well, Olympian and Love Island winner Greg O'Shea was having a little listen, and he actually made a huge career decision to retire from rugby at age of just 26. He's on the line. Mr. Greg O'Shea, it's lovely to hear from you. How are you?
Mrs. Jennifer Zamparelli, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Listen, thanks for coming on. You have reevaluated your career in a sense quite recently. You've hung up your boots, so to speak. Was that a tough decision?
Do you know what, Jen? It was a really tough decision. It broke my heart because you were talking about passions there. Rugby's been my passion since I was a little fella running around, and all I ever wanted to do was be a professional rugby player and represent my country. And I did that, and I achieved the goal. I got as high as I possibly can in what I wanted to do. So it's kind of like get out while you're on top, but also it's common knowledge that there's not really any money in the seventh side of the game. And like, that's not me bashing the IRFU. It's just, it's more so seen as like a development squad, and it's not on par with the senior 15s team. So like, everyone has second jobs or is in college if you're playing sevens. And don't get me wrong, it's amazing. You get to travel the world with your friends and play for your country. But you're going to have to be realistic that you're not going to be able to play it until you're 50, 60 years old, you know?
Yeah. Can I ask you, how hard is it to make your passion a career?
Do you know what? It is really, really difficult because obviously rugby is my passion, but it's hard to be my career until I can retire, like any sports people. So I think it's a mixture of finding something you're passionate about but that you can also develop a career in. So for me, I have a couple of other things outside of rugby that I'm passionate about. Like, for instance, I was very lucky to be on 2FM, the show that you represent. And I absolutely loved that. And I did a TV shows and podcasts, and I found a really good passion in presenting. So I want to kind of try see, can I get into that world again? So, Jen, if you're looking for a co-host, I'm your man.
Oh, Greg, is that an offer? He's making advances now. Listen, was there a sense of panic, though, when you realised that your passion, rugby, couldn't be a career you ended up doing long-term?
Yeah. I never used to struggle with anxiety before, Jennifer, and in the last couple of months, it's been through the roof. Like, just knowing that I was coming towards the end of my career and what I was going to do in the future. And, like, I'm not stuck. I don't know. It's not like I don't know where my next meal is coming from. But I want to get up in the morning and be excited about what you're going to do. So I've a lot of different things in working at the moment, and it's just kind of staying positive and knowing that it will all be fine. And I don't think I can see myself ever doing like a 9-to-5. Like, that suits some people, but it just doesn't suit my personality. So it's kind of just staying positive and trying enough things, and an opportunity will stick eventually.
So a tricky time for you, 26, you're coming to the end of something and then trying to figure out the next step. How did you come to that conclusion? Did you have to sit down with yourself and, I don't know, do a list of to what you really enjoy doing in the past, let's say being on 2FM and presenting and then focusing that way? How did you do that?
Yeah, so I spoke to a lot of people in my life that I care about their opinion, like family and friends. And they all agreed with me that, like, you know, sevens wasn't a long-term career option for me. And I got out of it what I wanted to get out of it. And there's other things like I care about. Like, I'm really, really into fitness. And during the first and second lockdown, I was putting out videos on YouTube that went really well. So I'm probably going to get back into that kind of side of things, fitness, maybe develop my own app and trying to start a fitness community. As I said, I love the presenting and broadcasting. I loved a bit of TV as well. And also just kind of capitalize on the whole social media game. Like, social media is everything nowadays. And I was lucky enough to get a big following off the back of Love Island. So there's just a concoction of stuff there that I am passionate about. And it's just finding the sweet spot. And just enjoying every day, you know?
It's interesting because I was talking about Ryan Hennessy from Picture This. He told his parents, look, I need to find out what the next move is. I'm just going to be on the social welfare for 3 years and figure that out. And that's how he's done it. But you, I mean, you're a sports person. It's very goal orientated. Is it a case now you're in this kind of no man's land? You kind of know, have an idea, but nothing is on the table yet. How do you go about doing it? Is it short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals to get to a place where you want to be?
Yeah, so it's not like I don't have anything going on at the moment. I have a lot of stuff in the pipeline, but it's just what I kind of do is I picture where would I like to see myself? I know it's very cliche to say, but like in 5 years or when I'm just after 30, what would I like to be doing in my life? So I kind of work back from that and like, okay, if I want to be here doing that, okay, what can I do today that would help me towards that goal? And it's just doing little baby steps, little one percenters that get you closer towards that goal. I think you can really freak yourself out if you try and go, oh, I need to have this right now in my life. I need to have a house. I need to have a dog. I need to have a kid. I need to have this job. I need to have this money. So if you try and do that in one day, you're going to freak yourself out. So it's baby steps. Like, what can I do today to help me towards that goal? And just saying, realizing it is hard, but just staying positive and having a good attitude is the biggest thing.
Very good advice. Were you worried about missing out on a chance in the media following Love Island? Because you were so dedicated to rugby at the time.
Yeah, do you know what kind of, it really is a hard pill to swallow for me is that I kind of stepped away from the whole celebrity limelight and moving to the UK after Love Island because I was just so passionate and I'd put so much time into rugby and I had a goal of going to the Olympics and nothing was going to get in the way. So I missed out on so much opportunities because of that. And Jen, I missed out on so much money. It's not even funny. Like, but the thing is, I'm happier and I still have the people in my life that I care about. And I did what I wanted to do. So when I'm an old fella sitting down, I can be happy with my decisions. It's just now that I've decided to kind of change careers is that I'm like, oh my God, I could have had all this before. But I'm just delighted that I stuck to my guns and stuck to what I'm happy with and I achieved what I wanted to achieve. And I know it will all be okay. I've lots of things coming, so I'm positive about the future.
That's good to hear. Greg, for any young person listening who's maybe in a college course that they absolutely hate or they're on a career or in a job that they dislike and don't know what to do, what advice would you give to them?
Yeah, see, I kind of got caught in that whole thing as well. In Ireland, it's like you have to go to secondary school, then go to college, get a degree, and then start working the second you finish, get a partner, get a house, get a job, and that's it. Like, do you know what I mean? That's what you're supposed to do. And I was doing that. I have a law degree, and I was doing my law exams. And, like, Jen, to be honest, I was miserable doing my law exams. And I was sitting there, and people that are close to me in my life were saying, Greg, why are you doing something if it makes you miserable? And it took me a while to kind of realize that they were right. So I decided, you know what, I'm not going to get up every day and do something that makes me miserable, even though it could make me a lot of money. It's not worth it. So I think it's about realizing what you enjoy, what you're passionate about, and trying to pick which ones then you can make a career out of. And if you might not be making a couple of hundred thousand a year, but you might be making enough to live and be happy. And happiness comes first. You know what I mean?
Happiness comes first. Absolutely. So when you say that you were doing your law degree and you were doing the exams, and you were miserable. Were your parents supportive of you taking a step back from that, or were they like, "This is a steady job. This is perfect for you"? How were they in all of this?
Well, do you know what, my parents? I absolutely love them to bits, and they're very Irish mindset, and they were like, oh no, you better get your degree and you better do that, so it's a fallback option. And to be honest, I did it. Like, you know, I was miserable, but I actually did it, so I have it in the back pocket, and if everything else fails to me, I can just
whip that out.
So I probably, it's easier for me to say it because I did do it. But I'd say to someone, if they're kind of like me and they were worried about having a fallback option, if you can do it in your spare time and just get it done and have it as a back pocket option, that is always an ideal. But like, don't make it your front and center. Follow your passions and see can you make a career out of what you like and what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, and you've said radio and television is something that you want to do more of, and we'd love to see you do more because you're great at it and we love your little face on the TV. But do you feel that you have to move to London to do that passion? Or do you think you could make a go of it in Ireland, Greg?
Do you know what, Jen? I love Ireland so much. I just love the people. Everyone's so friendly here and I've had such a good experience. And everyone really minded me in Ireland after the whole Love Island thing. And the English media attacked me after Love Island because I didn't end up staying with the girl in the show. So my heart is in Ireland and I really enjoyed my time on 2FM when I was on The Breakfast Show. And they have a full squad there now with Deer and Dunica and Carl. So I'd love to get back into 2FM if yourself, Tracy or Jenny were looking for a co-presenter or somewhere in Ireland. And if that doesn't work, I might also try London for a while, the big city over there, and give it a crack. But it's always, that's so close to home. It's a quick flight. So we'll see.
We're friends now, Greg. You can be a Jen's friend every Friday. You can come on and we can talk about the stories of the week gone by. What do you make? Let's do that.
do you know what? You seem to just be constantly working every day and you don't get a break. So if you need someone to substitute in, I have you.
You're going to have to fight Lottie Ryan and Laura Fox for that, I'm afraid. They're only tiny, so I think you have a good chance. Listen, Greg, anything you do or touch turns to gold. I have no doubt you're going to be a huge success in your next move. I can't wait to see what is in the pipeline for you. Thanks for coming on the show and best of luck with everything, okay?
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thanks, love. Bye-bye. That is Greg O'Shea. Recently retired Ireland Sevens rugby player and Olympian. He's done a lot in his 26 years, but now he's after my job. Now I'm worried.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.